Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Caitlin Clark's WNBA salary will be padded with a $28 million deal from Nike. President Biden signed a bill that could potentially ban TikTok in the U.S. And Tiffany Haddish has found a way to get back at her haters on social media. Steve, you might want to do it too. We'll talk about it at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Sharky in Rome. Sharky writes, my wife tried to cheat on me with a guy that is a trainer at my gym. He came to me respectfully and said there's no way he would have sex with her. I didn't like how he said that. Like my wife's not a baddie. Should I talk to him about it or let it go? What?
Hey, dog, how stupid are you? How stupid are you?
He passed, dude.
I don't like the way he said it.
Yeah.
Like, my wife ain't a baddie. Dog, all your wife got to do is be a baddie to you.
Yeah. That's right, Steve.
Your bigger problem is your wife tried to have sex with the trainer.
That's the point.
And right. He came to you and went, hey, bro, listen to me. I'm just come over here and let you know, man, before this get out of hand, I would never, ever do nothing with her. Now, she in here getting trained for a reason. Obviously, I'm on another level. Now, you mad at him. I don't like the way he said it. You stupid, man. Your focus is on the trainer. Your wife tried to sleep with him. That ain't, you ain't hear that?
I don't think he did.
That went right past him.
Talking to me like my wife ain't a baddie. Dog, everybody don't think you fine. Sorry. I got news for you.
All right, moving on to Lanisha in Newark. Lanisha says, I do lashes and I sell electronic gift cards. I had a new 30-year-old customer that paid with an electronic gift card. When she pulled it up on her phone, it was from my daddy. Can I ask my 62-year-old dad, what is he doing with this youngin?
That ain't your business. Daddy. Take your payment and get your lashes done. See, you in too many businesses.
You got too many.
Yeah. And you don't know if that's your father. Anybody could have that name. Johnson is a common name. Smith is a common name. Jones is a common name. You know, it could be anybody. You don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you don't know this girl, but maybe she needs some help. Your daddy met her, you know, somewhere, and she need help.
Okay.
He met her where? Somewhere?
Somewhere. At the store, she was paying for food and didn't have enough money. And, you know.
Oh, wow. At the grocery store?
You know, something like that, you never know. He going to try to get a car. Go on, get something. Take care of yourself. I can see that.
Okay, Zaddy. Moving on to Christine and Charlotte. Christine says, I took my husband's phone out of his bag and stuck it under his pillow to see if he got calls and texts in the morning. It woke both of us up, dinging and ringing at 6 a.m. He's upset that I did it, but why is that an issue and not all the messages?
Yeah. You're going to wake me up like this. You know I don't get up to 7. You're going to stick this under my pillow and disturb my sleep. All these people down at this job, because they do that every morning. They send out these morning texts. It's a prayer group that I'm in. And they send out these morning prayers and stuff. And I don't get to pray. I don't participate in it until I wake up. Now, you're going to stick this under the pillow, all these prayer messages and stuff. Man, so now I had to delete the group. I'm out the group now because they calling too early. And if you want me to sleep with this thing under my pillow, then I'm going to have to get out the group. Now, we're not going to have no prayer up in here. That what you want?
Messing with my Jesus.
Boy, he flipped that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Talking about coming up in here, ding, 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 woke both of us up. You doggone right, we up. And I don't start my prayers to 7, and you got it up in here 6. That's why I keep it over there in the gym bag.
Obviously, she's thinking it's a woman texting him that early.
This ain't no woman. It's women in the prayer group. But it's an all men's group, but it's a woman that directs it.
And she's the one that's texting. Okay.
You know.
Wow.
Damn.
All right. Last one, Steve. This is the last one.
You got me.
I know.
Can't do nothing. Can't even worship. No.
In peace.
Yes. All right. Last one. This is from Lynn in Evanston. Lynn says, I work full time. My husband is a stay-at-home dad. Our children are 7 and 9 years old, so they don't require a lot, and my husband is free to do his painting during the day. So how is he always too tired to make love to me after I've worked hard?
Wait a minute.
What you got, CLR?
Hold up. Wow. Wait a minute. Are you sitting up here as a woman saying what y'all can't stand when a man say? You mean to tell me he been sitting at the house all day with
the house husband.
Two kids?
Yeah.
And now, and all of a sudden when I come home, he's too tired for me. He don't do nothing. It ain't but two kids. What's it to do?
She says they don't require a lot because they're 7 and 9. It's not like
what two kids you know don't require a lot.
Well, that's what she said. I'm just
What age do they stop requiring a lot? Because I need to know what that number is.
Well, she thinks it's 7 and 9.
It ain't.
Well, that's what she said.
Okay, yeah. Well, we got 3, 4 people, 5 now. Here, Junior got. Listen to me.
Oh, man, don't throw me in there.
2 days in a row.
Well, Junior, you win it. We all have kids that have passed the 7 and 9 stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At 7 and 9, could you walk off and leave their ass somewhere?
No. Would not, especially not today.
Yeah.
Not if you wanted your house.
Right. And keep them safe. Yeah.
Right. That's the most important
thing. Lady, I disagree with that. Now, let's back it up. Why is he too tired to make love to you?
Yeah, after she's worked hard.
Well, you know, everybody don't want no tired sex. Everybody don't want that. You know, maybe he waiting on the weekend where you can get yourself some rest because he like activity. You know, everybody, you know, all this in here, come on, put me to sleep. Nobody won't do that all the time, you know, for you. So, you know, lady, I don't really know where you going with this here. It ain't nothing about him messing around with nobody. He got time to do his painting. It's hard to paint with 2 kids.
Daddy.
Shut up, I'm painting.
We're hungry, Daddy.
See me, and then you ain't got time to eat at lunch.
They ain't at school?
They're school. Yeah, they should be in school. Maybe he's a homeschools them.
My kids gonna be flunking out of everything. I can't teach them nothing. If I got to homeschool my kids, we gonna be in the backyard learning to train. We gonna be back there learning how to be brick masons and stuff. You're not fit to get an education. I'm gonna have my kids in the backyard working on this air conditioner.
Yeah, that's good right, money, boy. Though.
Thank you, yeah. CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.